The chemical and pharmaceutical industry belongs to the group of environmentally hazardous productions that can cause significant damage to the environment. In this regard, it's important to understand the main sources of environmental pollution, carry out preventive measures, as well as constantly carry out environmental monitoring of the enterprise. In this regard, the goal of our work is to form ways to solve the problem of environmental pollution in the activities of pharmaceutical productions. In the process of manufacturing medicines, the pharmaceutical industry generates many different substances that can have a negative impact on the environment, wastewater, atmospheric emissions, and the formation of solid waste production. Each type of waste requires specific methods of scrubbing and utilization in order to reduce the environment impact. Wastewater, which can be formed at most stage on the technological process, undergoes a three-stage purification system. At such technological stages as granulation, drying, and coating, various volatile organic compounds can be used, which can pose a danger. To prevent their release into the environment, a number of gas cleaning and dust collecting plants are used. Another inevitable type of pollutants is solid waste generation during the production process. The utilization is a rather laborious process that required a lot of effort, as well as the formation of landfills and processing plants. The danger is also posed by manufactured medicine, which if released into the environment can cause irreparable damage to it. For control, it's required to conduct a risk assessment in order to establish the dangers of a particular pollutant to the environment and humans. At the third stage, it's necessary to identify the possibility of a negative impact of a particular substance on the environment. At the next stage, the threshold level is assessed, at which a negative effect from such substance will be observed, for which high-performance screening methods are used. Then an interspecific extrapolation is carried out, which is necessary to recalculate the threshold concentration for different species of living organisms. At the last stage, the risk and its impact on the environment are characterized. Environmental risk assessment of difficult chemicals often uses the risk quotient methods to characterize the risk quantitatively. NRQ is calculated by dividing an environment exposure value by a toxicity endpoint value. It's impossible to completely get rid of the impact of pollutants on the environment, but it is possible to reduce the amount of waste. At the same time, it requires the introduction of modern methods of neutralization and utilization of waste, which will reduce the risk to the environment and human health.